Here with me I have Donnie Bumgart, and I'm going to let you tell me, first of all, what you do for a living.
We actually manufacture and operate tractor pulling sleds, go all over the country, do over 160 shows a year. We keep it going through the middle of the summer, definitely.
Well, you got a good one going on here in Jefferson City, this tractor pull event, which is an NTPA event, I believe. How many sleds would you have in operation here, for example?
Currently right here today, we have two sitting here. We actually operate four of them. We have three big level 8 sleds, and then we have a mini rod sled as well.
Yeah. Well, I know I talked to one of the pullers out here who's a soybean grower, and they make some biodiesel and blend it in with their tractor that's going to compete. But I understand, I don't know if you do, but these sleds can run on biodiesel too, right?
Yeah, we actually run B20 in them.
You do?
Yeah. M-Pride Genetics is a sponsor of ours, and we've been running biodiesel over 3 years now and had real good success with it.
Yep. Well, when you say success, what is it that you would say has made that beneficial?
Well, since the new low sulfur fuel come out, there's no lubricity in it, and that is a big player that biodiesel helps that issue.
Yeah. So you've had no problems with it. How about in terms of just like being able to get a hold of it so you can blend it? Do you have to do that yourself or bring it with you or what?
No, actually, a lot of your bigger truck stops actually have it.
So you found it pretty available when you needed it.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, as some people may not fully understand the sled thing, why don't you just describe what a sled is for the non-tractor pull people?
Sled is a weight transfer machine. You start off, the front of the pan don't really weigh a lot. The sled's going to weigh somewhere around 40,000, depending on what class you got and what's in the box. As the weight box goes up, it transfers 500% of that weight to make it heavier for the vehicles to pull.
And ultimately, they stop.
Right, yeah.
You hope, anyway.
Our motto is, you go and we whoa.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for taking a minute to speak with me here at this NTPA Tractor Pull in Jefferson City, Missouri. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.